This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pickett on third and two lines up in an I. Second man gets the call. There's a big collision, and it's A.J. Davis. That should do it.
Four-minute drive is how you end football games. It was good to see us, you know, run the ball there and eat the clock up and finish it off. We got the Cardiac Panthers. I mean, our guys are going to find a way, they're going to, send me into cardiac arrest.
Pat Narduzzi, before that, Bill Hillgrove and Pat Bostic on the call here on 93.7 The Fan.
Rob Blank's around or something. come on. Cardiac arrest. Jeez. Used to play up Cardiac Hill. I mean, relax, Pat. But you know what? They've not pitted. Go
they
over
haven't.
It, Chris.
They haven't, but here's the thing. You're constantly waiting. I said this a couple minutes ago, and it's still the deal. You're constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop, are you not?
No, I've turned the corner. It's four in a row.
Okay.
All right, so, UCF, they get the big lead, right? Yeah. UCF storms back with what people think is the best team in Florida this year, top 10 team, top 15 team at the time.
Could we not start with the week before, though, Valley?
It's a top 10 team, though, it's at their place.
Okay.
So you can lose to Penn State.
UCF, they hold them off with the Pitt special.
Everybody thought when UCF stormed back in that game,
yes,
they were going to beat Pitt. I'm not wrong about that.
Absolutely.
If you've watched
yep.
Pitt football
Absolutely.
Over the last three decades, you thought Pitt was going to lose that game.
Yes.
They held on, they won. Then, okay, here comes the trap game. Delaware.
The mighty Blue Hens.
They stick with them through halftime. It's an ugly game. Your quarterback doesn't play. Nobody knows, right? You come out, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you play with Nick Patty. You're like, oh, geez. And Delaware sticks with them, and you're not pushing them around. Then they score that touchdown late. Delaware doesn't. Oh, my gosh. This is Youngstown State all over again. Pitt holds them off. They win. They didn't pit.
Then they go to Duke.
Duke, yes. Back and forth. Crazy game. It's on the ACC network. Seven people see it. So you're listening on 93.7 The Fan. And you're all over this game. No way. Pickett's luck has run out. No way he's going to lead him down the field in like 25 seconds. He does,
mm-hmm.
down the field, spin move, right at the 25-yard line or whatever. Unbelievable play. That only happens to Pitt, right? Where's the Ole Miss bowl game when that happened like 11 times? It's three in a row. Last week, Pitt gets out to a lead. It's a hard-hitting football game.
Gets a little tight at the end.
On top of that, here comes Syracuse backup quarterback. He's about to make himself the big man on campus. Who the hell is it? Pat says after the game, I didn't even know who this kid was. This is so set up to be Pitt. Some backup quarterback beats him. Pitt holds
Muff
off.
Punt. Yeah.
Yes. French fumbles the punt with two Fs. He fumbled it. And all of a sudden, Syracuse is right there, but Pitt holds him off. 4 weeks in a row, I'm a believer. They're not pitting anymore. They're staying away from it. They were vintage Pitt losses that turned into Pitt wins. I'm on that Pitt train. Give it to me.
I hope you're right. I hope they're done with it.
All four of those in years past turn into losses.
Because here's the Pitt football fan philosophy now. As you look at the last 5 weeks of the schedule and you go, all right, Miami's kind of a mess lately. It's at home. They should win, but it's Miami. And then you scroll ahead and you say, oh, Georgia Tech. Yeah, but it's Georgia Tech on the road. Who knows? Oh, North Carolina, they should beat North Carolina. Yeah, but it's a Thursday night, and we've seen what's happening against the Tar Heels before. And you literally go through every game and say, they should win that game, but...
You get A.J. Davis back. They get Vincent Davis back. That allows them to have a bit of a running game. If this offense gets a running game, and this offense led by Mark Whipple, who I have a lot of confidence in, if they get that going... They'll win them out.
Right, because Pitt has forever been the Wile E. Coyote, like, paint mm-hmm. the tunnel on the side of the wall, and you see it, and then Pitt runs into it.
Yes.
It forever been. And, again, they're not going to win a national championship. They might not even win the Coastal, but it feels like a little bit of a different program in that the past 4 weeks, they didn't fritter away something that was theirs. I know that's a small step, and it seems inconsequential maybe to many, but – I'm telling you, I'm watching these games and I'm thinking in years past, they lose them.
I think an interesting question to ask yourself if you're a Pitt football fan going into the Miami game is, if they were to win out, right, end up 10-2, but still don't win the Coastal because Virginia would win out as well in that scenario, how would you feel about the season at season's end?
Oh, better than last year. Absolutely.
Better than going to the ACC championship game?
Because you had six losses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, better than last year, and you see progress. It's two things that Pitt needs to finish out 5-0. The run game established and cutting down on penalties. They still have way too many penalties. They eliminate those two, or at least lessen those things and raise that running game. I have no doubt they'll go 5-0.
Mark Whipple has been super good with the mid-range passing game. Like getting Pickett to realize and recognize receivers anywhere from, you know, 7 to 11, yep. 7 to 12
well,
yards.
And you've been able to see Pickett's growth as well in that decision, that quick decision-making process. Early in the year, he wasn't quite there, and lately it's much more
well, what
efficient.
A hire that's been.
I had Mark Whipple all wrong. I thought he was a guy coming in to kind of ride off into the sunset, comfortable territory. He had lived here before. He had been here. He knows people from around here. He's just going to kind of get it done for the last couple years of his career and sort of slide into retirement. He's embraced Pickett. Pickett's embraced him. It took a veteran quarterback, though, for Mark Whipple to succeed. He needed to have that, and it's been a great marriage.
And you remember the yelling early. I mean, some tough love early, and the respect that these guys have for what he's done was key.
They should go 9-3.
They should go. Honestly, they should go 10-2.
Yeah. If they don't go 9-3, it's a problem.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.